Over to Heisey, left side Anderson. Five on the shot clock. Back over to Heisey, right side Kelly Guy. 3 seconds, two. Outside, Heisey shoots. Scores! Britta Heisey, as the clock was running out, makes it 57-50.
Oh, I'm losing count. How many in a row now for the Michigan Tech women's basketball team? They are on an absolute roll, playing great basketball right now, and hopefully playing their best basketball of the season. That's hard to do when you're playing so well all season long, but Coach Kim Cameron is with us. Coach, congratulations on another couple of big wins on the road.
Thank you. It was a tough atmosphere at a couple of those games, but it was a ton of fun, and obviously getting Grand Valley on their home floor. They were undefeated. They had won 11 in a row, and our seniors hadn't won there. So that game, especially finishing off of 5 games in 10 days, finishing off that stretch, that meant a lot to our seniors and to our team.
In that Fair State game, you guys had a hard time pulling away from them. They obviously wanted to hang around and get a big win. Obviously, everybody's giving you their best shot. Talk about how you guys were able to get it done in Big Rapids.
Yeah, we went up. I thought we did a great job in a lot of different stretches. I thought we put our foot down to start the second half. I thought Jillian Ritchie played an unbelievable game in that game to kind of hold us together and to keep us in it. And I think I was a little disappointed after with letting a lead go at 2 different points in the game, and a lead that I thought we should have been able to sustain. And also do that with the entire team and being able to play everybody. But that happens. And Ferris is a good team, and they're going to do that, and they're not backing down. And I'm happy that we handled it, because we brought ourselves back out and finished off the game. But I was a little concerned, but being able to bounce back and finish strong and be consistent throughout the whole game on Saturday was good for us to see.
Grand Valley State on Saturday, and you held them to 29% field goal shooting, just 41 points in their gym. How were you guys able to do that?
I think the mentality going into that game was really strong. I don't know, and this could be part of what happens with Ferris. I don't know if the fourth game of that stretch is actually harder than the last game, because the fifth game you're saying we're all in the same field, and everybody's tired, and you got to put everything that you have into your final game. And I think that the girls really took that to heart. They knew that they had one more job to do in that stretch, and I thought we did an excellent job on their top scorers, Kayla Dawson and Brianna Barnett, until Brianna had a couple at the very end, but they weren't able to get going early, and that's a huge thing for the Grand Valley team. When they're hot, they're really, really hot. But if you can take them out of their game early, you give yourselves a good chance. And everybody played excellent defense. I thought even over the weekend, Britta Heisey doesn't get mentioned very often for her defense, and I thought she did a really good job. She's had some, we put her in some tough positions matchup wise, where she's guarding people 6'2", 6'3", and she did a great job this past weekend. Especially with her matchups defensively.
Go back to, if you could, Coach, the Hillsdale and Saginaw Valley State games where we won on the road 64-57 and 69-61. Remind us of how those games were in your mind as far as the competition and what you're expecting this weekend.
Hillsdale, I thought, is a phenomenal team. I know they're a phenomenal team. It was close. They were up 5 at halftime against us. I thought we made some mistakes in the first half, and we put them at the free throw line, and we let them get some rebounds early in the first half, and the girls made an adjustment in the second half and really focused on playing good position defense and not putting them at the foul line, and we were able to make a great comeback in that game. But they shoot, they're fast. They're quick. That team is very, very tough. Saginaw Valley was, I think they played a great game against us. They shot over 50%. They were on their home floor. They're a team whose record is not very good, but I also don't think it's indicative of what they're capable of doing. They're we talked about this last time we played them. They were within 4 points of six of the top teams in our conference, and just, you know, fell a little bit short, and they've been plagued with some injuries, and but they do still have a freshman of the year on their team and a couple really good young guards. So I think we have our work cut out for us this weekend, but obviously we're really excited to be home again.
Kylie Moxley going down in the Ferris State game and did not play again on Saturday. What is her status going forward?
We're actually still waiting to hear what she is going to be able to do, or if she'll be able to do anything. She's been to the doctor, but we still don't know anything yet.
How about everybody else healthy and good to have a couple days off here to get rested back up for the home stretch here?
Yeah, I think our health was pretty important throughout that last stretch, and we gave them an extra little bit of time off yesterday. We got in at, you know, 4:30 in the morning on Sunday, and we're trying to get everybody back caught up so that we can finish this regular season up strong. So everybody else, I think, feels good, and I think we're ready to get after a tough practice today.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much. Congratulations again. Hillsdale, Saginaw Valley State, the two teams coming in to take on the Huskies Thursday night, 5:30, and Saturday afternoon at 1. You can hear both games also on Mix 93, but get your tickets at the Central Ticket Office. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Coach Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. More Huskies Drive Time coming up right after these.